Out in the fields, I'm Brian German with California Ag Today. The proposed Bay Delta Plan calls for appropriating 40% of the water flowing through the Stanislaus, Tuolumne, and Merced Rivers to help salmon in the Delta. Tom Orvis is the Governmental Affairs Director for the Stanislaus County Farm Bureau. He noted how detrimental the plan would be for the area's economy.
When you're talking about the potential to fallow a couple hundred thousand acres and the thousands of jobs, and to take that water out of circulation and send it down and then force people to go ahead and pull off an already stressed groundwater aquifer, it's a big piling on.
The State Water Resources Control Board has faced considerable pushback from growers and other stakeholders, but there is some concern that the board won't actually take those comments into consideration. Orvis noted the frustration felt by the community.
You get to the point where the piling on goes and you say, okay, how much can we really take? You know, I mean, this is something new for us.
Orvis also mentioned that one of the biggest causes for their frustration is that the farmers in his area are senior water rights holders.
Some of these water rights go back to the 1800s, and that is one of the little things that a lot of people are not remembering in this whole process. This is a four-phased approach. Phase one is the Tuolumne, Stanislaus, and Merced Rivers. Incidentally, the 400,000 acre feet that they talk about in an average year matches up almost with what would be going down the tunnels if the Delta tunnels were built. And when it gets brought up in a hearing, it gets shut down because they haven't even started on that project.
Orvis continued with how the proposal would be rolled out if implemented.
Second phase, and they've already put out notifications to the North Valley on their water. And phase three, the reallocation of senior water rights in the state of California. And then phase four, whatever they don't get in phases one through three to meet their fish flows and their Bay Delta water quality plan, they'll come back in phase four and take whatever else they need. This is a taking. This is a taking of water rights. It's a taking of a resource, and they can frame it any way they want, but it's still a taking.
In other news, the CDFA is now accepting grant applications for the 2017 State Water Efficiency and Enhancement Program. Agricultural operations can apply for funding of up to $100,000 for irrigation projects that provide quantifiable water savings and greenhouse gas reductions. Applications are due no later than March 14th. This is California Ag Today.